Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 11, Ram Meets the Monkeys, Scene 10, Ram's Poignant Instructions. Sugriva was filled with remorse. He went before Ram and said, "I am a wretch who has caused the death of my own brother. Although he was always capable, my brother never killed me. But at the first opportunity, I have slain him. How can I take the kingdom now, stained as it is with Vali's blood? How can I tolerate seeing Tara and Angada weeping bitterly on my account?" Sugriva became overwhelmed by his feelings. He felt for sure he would reap the terrible results of the sin of fratricide, and indeed the killing of a king. Vali was noble and had ruled the monkeys with justice and compassion. Having killed him, Sugriva was not fit to become monarch himself. Everyone would simply condemn him. His only recourse was to enter fire, along with the body of his brother. Sugriva begged Ram's permission to give up his life. The other monkeys could assist Ram in fighting and finding Sita. Ram was moved to tears upon hearing Sugriva's piteous lamentations. As he considered the monkey's sorrowful words, Tara approached Ram and said, "O all-powerful one, I too shall enter the fire along with Vali. I have no desire for life without my husband. Surely he will miss me. Even among the Apsaras in heaven, he will miss me, for I have always been his most devoted servant." Tara begged Ram to kill her with the very arrow which had slain her husband. "O Ram, the wife is always considered one with her husband. Therefore, you need not fear the sin of killing a woman. You will only be completing the task of killing Vali by taking my life. I cannot tolerate the pain of separation from my spouse. Surely you know only too well what that terrible pain is like." Ram looked compassionately at Tara, who had now fallen to the ground. He consoled her most gently. "O wife of a hero, do not think in this way. This entire creation yields happiness and distress, one after another, for all created beings, in accord with their own destiny. Where will you go to avoid your fate? Be peaceful here. Having duly mourned for your husband, you will soon enjoy as much delight under the protection of Sugriva as you did with your husband Vali. Your son will become prince regent, and you will be honored. All this is ordained by providence. O Tara, the wives of heroes never lament as you are doing now." Ram instructed Tara according to the moral codes which applied to her race. On the death of her husband, she should accept his brother as her spouse and serve him as she had Vali. Tara became silent, gazing at Ram, who now turned to Sugriva to give him comfort. Ram told Sugriva to take heart and attend to Vali's funeral. The soul of that monkey king would not be helped simply by grieving for him. The time for grieving must soon end, and duties must be performed. Time controls everything. Vali has now succumbed to all-powerful time, going to the regions he has earned by his own actions. Now that time is urging you to perform your religious duties toward your brother. Sugriva stood looking at Ram. His mind was bewildered with grief and remorse. Lakshman took hold of the monkey's arm and told him to proceed with the cremation of Vali. Lakshman gave detailed instructions to the confused Sugriva. Hearing the prince speak, Sugriva's attendants ran to carry out his orders. Ram again spoke to the grieving Tara. O Vanara Queen, carefully consider whether or not the dead body of Vali was ever related to you. That body is nothing but a collection of inert chemicals. The real person is the soul, not the body. In ignorance only do we form relationships based on bodily considerations, calling others husband, son, or friend. Ram then explained that the soul is without designations. The soul is eternal and dwells only for a short time within the body. During our brief sojourn in each of our bodies, we form so many illusory relationships, but all of these will undoubtedly be broken off by the force of time. The soul's real happiness lies in its relationship with God. Vali had now moved closer to that eternal relationship, and no one need lament for him. As Ram spoke, Vali's grieving relatives felt relief. Gathering themselves together, they prepared for Vali's funeral. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.